I wondered if it would help a little the leaders to relent to this extent that they're 10 days plus board, I'm thinking board an hour, frankly, I asked me to stop for having them for, say, the evenings, you know what I mean? I'd have one for 1 8, but the evenings are going to be damn good, and the leaders perhaps so feel it. They kind of ought to be, you know what I mean? And you could just say that the president wanted to pick one of the evenings, for example, the first is going to be 7 days, the next is going to be some term for that. So just call them. My account shots away from evening events. We offered him state tenors. He said, we'll thank the president, but I'm really not interested. But he may come to one of these. Good.
Yeah,
I was going to say that it's a pretty good show. It's me like it. It's always open for him. Yep, when he opens, you can put him in. No, I don't want to bother with that. You see, Morton Auburn really. You mixed it up a little so that the evenings include a few of the veterans, yes, certainly. But more loaded heavily with veterans.
That's right.
And where some of the good kids do go to church, so.
That's right.
That's good. And I think a pretty good mix. We don't have to, versus people cancel or regret about working on something else. But
well,
we're
not so sure that.
I frankly think if they cancel or regret, that we don't have a hell of a lot. If they're the Democrats, they don't even bother. The only ones that they cancel regret that I would bother than having are some of our good guys. But don't bother with any others. We don't give a damn if they come or not, the others. We just do it out of compassion anyway. See, this first Sunday, though, was a little different, I think, because the invitations were late and they might have had trips or something.
Right.
So that's cool. Then try to get others in on it. You know what you mean? And you get as much credit, frankly, in the extended invitation that we turned down as having come, really. You know?
That's what I meant. I don't mean it. That's what I meant. They get the invitation, and they just can't come. Then you're not really stuck very much. But if a good guy gets an invitation and can't come, then put him on a list for a future thing. That's what I mean. But if it's just one of the guys we're going to go through the motions, the hell with it. They're being come in the future. Because we're really
Sam Devine felt pretty strongly about it.
Wow, I'm sure that's it.
It's actually, you have to apologize for his remarks.
Well,
that's right.
We're having sex with the church then, I suppose.
Yes. Actually, we're equipping the 19th.
You are?
Yes, sir. We can cover all the Republicans' meetings.
All the Republicans from the Senate, but not the House.
No,
just could. But you thought you should include the senators' meetings. I guess you're right.
Except those of the state dinners and
yeah,
other
yeah, that's right.
So we're using them for worship service.
But you're getting heavy house people needing too, of course, yes. Well, thinking about everything went very well, I'll tell you, they were a little tame.
Oh, completely beat down.
Give me a feeling just about the one.
Having lunch with Joe outside of the
where are you going to go?
Metropolitan Club.
Oh, good. That's good. A little master's course. Maybe it was Joe, but
he already had a column yesterday without having seen me. Just on the basis of the Chinese coverage, and if this is an unbelievable event. No, they were just sitting there. But first of all of them understood the Lear's numbers right away.
They caught up.
Oh, yes. And they all understood that the Chinese had never done this before. That's a great event. And then when I read the list of the prisoners, when I and Downey saying the exchanges, they were just bug-eyed and all the questions were really just trying to get additional stuff. We was made a deal on Taiwan.
That or Army.
Yeah.
Vietnam,
I really did it. I did the same thing on reconstruction as I did in the morning, and I really had them on the defensive. They said, was anything you agreed to? I said, you again missed the point. You've been writing it wrong for the last 2 weeks. That is the issue.
The issue
I said, it's the
United States has a relationship whether or not we leave this or destructive country to have a relationship only with either neutral countries, virtually, or China and Soviet Union, or whether the United States in place or that's what it is.
That's right.
And if we want to leave it to others, you can, we're by a little.
I've been with very defensive and even political.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know, you can never tell what the pastors are going to write.
That's all right.
But
they get your laws, you know.
I hit them on laws. Murray Marder asked one of his super clever questions. Did we discuss laws in Cambodia? So I just twisted it. Did I discuss laws in Cambodia and Vietnam? So I said yes, and then I explained laws.
How did you explain it?
I said, what was the issue? We said last year we wanted a ceasefire, withdrawal of foreign troops. We've got a ceasefire, we've got a withdrawal of foreign troops. This was done by the Royal Laotian government, not under pressure. We were perfectly willing just to have a ceasefire. They wanted more, they got more. So they didn't look as if we pressured them.
They wanted more.
I mean, they wanted a political settlement.
Yeah.
You have therefore to assume that they...
That was
Subhanapuma's decision. I said, our commitment to them was only to a ceasefire and removal of foreign forces. They, on top of it, got a political settlement, which was made by the non-communist, neutralist prime minister.
Jesus, you know, that really devastates the... I'll tell you, the guy, though, that really led the press in this, first stage press didn't at all play that way. But it was this son of a bitch.
Arbuckle.
In fact, you read the stories of the modern press this morning, and they just sound as if they almost repeat Arbuckle word for word. Right. Is he that big?
The black
respected?
It just burns them that we've done it. I mean, after all, when we announced the peace, when we said there'll be a ceasefire in Laos soon, everyone was making smart alecky remarks about that. Now there's not only a ceasefire, but a political settlement. Now, I think that Subhanan panicked a little bit and he could have gotten a few better terms. But those are at the margins. They don't affect the fundamental thing. It's like...
Every the terms, as we know, make only a bit of difference, provided there is some incentive for the parties to keep it.
Exactly.
And that's why the deal with the North is so important. If the North gets his ass out of there, he'll survive. If they don't, he won't survive.
That's
isn't
right.
That really quick?
That's exactly
and
right.
After all, let's look at aid. That's the other thing. I simply believe that. Congressmen, senators, they know very well that if the North continues to ravage its neighbors, they're going to get aid. How the hell, you know, it's a hell of an incentive for them.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now,
but what would you like to see Bill Rogers? I bet it worked out the time on now, or have you worked it out? I incidentally change the event for tomorrow. We won't go to Camp David, we'll be here.
Oh,
George Shultz could be